We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right,
breaking news.
My guys all seem to love the Tonya Harding story.
Blimey.
How many of you guys are going to go watch that movie? Because Hollywood's already come out and said it's getting unbelievable reviews now.
I'm probably going to see it. Just because it's got that girl in it that I love.
But you know what happens? What's the interest?
Margaret Robbie.
Setting up the plot?
No, I kind of know what's going
to
happen.
About to whack Nancy Kerrigan and she's crying down, why me? Why me? By the way, equally dysfunctional in the things that have happened, and some cases very tragic.
That whole story is just weird.
Both of them. For
both being sides, all four parties involved, which is Nancy, Tonya, was it Galooly, and like the big dude.
Yeah, the big dude.
I don't know his name.
What do you do? Was it a hammer he put on the knee?
I don't know what it was.
But she was, why me, I mean, who did this? And
just a fact.
Why?
She doesn't say, why me? All these years, I thought it was, why me?
I did. She goes, why?
Play that again, please.
One more time, please.
Why?
Oh, my God. We have breaking news. It's not
I
why me.
I always thought all these years it was why me, and I've had other people, like, going, why me?
I think you put it in people's heads. It's your fault.
No, I just thought that's what it was, and it
so
wasn't.
Did we just find out that Tonya Harding was in a porn? Was that what that was?
I don't know. Big O's going to have a lot of stuff coming up on the show about her husband, who was a sleazy dude, to be nice. Listen, he did time for this whole thing, right?
Yeah, he should have.
Anyway, so the whole story's coming out. I have no interest. Not to be a hater. I'm just not interested.
The movie was well-reviewed.
No, you said that, and I'm sure
crowbar,
a lot of people are going to go.
Somebody texted in. They used a crowbar.
Crowbar.
Yeah.
Not a hammer.
But I found out that it's
would
possible.
Would a hammer be your weapon of choice?
Yeah, the
in
damn
that situation,
hammer.
Yeah. Well, we just found out that Galooly had a hammer. Isn't that what
that's
O said?
That's a really weird thing to say.
That is
like
weird.
O was in there talking about it.
O came in here and it's the first thing he said. Not about the story.
Are they going to have that in the movie that the guy was carrying around a long stick? I don't know what people are going to say. That's the weirdest thing. So Big O comes in. And he
wasn't
wants to
it weird?
Say the guy is...
He's got a baby's arm.
He's got,
got a hammer. A crowbar.
Big O, first thing Big O says when he comes in,
that's
he wants
it.
To talk about the guy. They had a sex tape
Hollywood's
out.
Getting mad at me for saying it's the
By
first
the way,
thing this guy came in
Big O, I always love when somebody knows that somebody has a sex tape out.
Like,
Big O must
couldn't
have seen
run
it.
In this room fast enough to tell
he has hey. Seen it. He told me all about
he
it.
He goes, hey, they had a sex tape, just so you know, man. This guy was hung like, and I go, oh, my gosh, oh, that sounds kind of weird coming
got a
from
baby's
you.
Arm.
He might actually have a good show today. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Between this and the Landry stuff.
Oh, God.
Staying out of that one.
Oh, man. So what happened on the – you guys were trying to send me stuff because I'm obviously not up to date on social media. So what happened yesterday with
Big
the Landry
O,
and Big
obviously,
O stuff?
During his show yesterday was talking about the Landry situation, how much money to pay him, what he's worth, what he's done. It somehow got back to Jarvis. Jarvis wrote to Big O, who are you?
Yeah. Like, who are you?
Yeah. And it started
a
whole thing on social media yesterday.
He should have just said, like, I'm the guy. This is what I think you should be paid because on the radio, I'm also paid to be a general manager, and I think we should pay you this.
Big O is the station,
I will tell
GM.
You. It is going to be a hot topic. We tried to get Jarvis on the show, and we'll continue to try to get Jarvis, who I like a lot, to find out what he's thinking, because that there's so many moving parts to this. Like, he's going to have a lot of offers in the open market.
I can imagine.
That's not up for, like, people are going to want Jarvis Landry.
Your dad even talks about it with you, right?
No, my dad said because the 49ers have a lot of money and they're...
By the way, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jarvis Landry?
No, I thought same thing.
A lot of fantasy implications in that one.
There you go. Fantasy football always gets back to the selfish South Florida lifestyle. Yeah, but also, you know, how much do you pay him? He's your most popular player.
Yes, we know that.
And he's your most productive player. So, I'll tell you what, this team's got, they got to make, and I know what happened the last game. Nobody, and even Jarvis, for people that criticize him for his behavior in the last game, he got kicked out. I'd love to have had him on that last drive, but especially when it's after you score a touchdown. There are a lot of people going, why would you be so mad after you just scored a touchdown? So that will come, but I am really curious to see how the team, I guess they are far apart going back and forth.
Well, don't you think so? Don't you know what we think the asking price from the Landry camp is and what we think, because none of us know, what the Dolphins probably have on their offer sheet for him, and there's obviously a difference?
I'm going to give you one thing. Whatever side you're on with Jarvis Landry, and we've gone back and forth on this, and we're going to do a lot of airtime on Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry is going to say, I kept my mouth shut this year, which he did. He did not complain. Now, I don't know if it was bothering him at the end of the year or not, but he kept his mouth shut and played, and he was asked about his contract every day for a full year, full football season.
Yeah.
So he went out and he was productive, over the top sometimes with his emotions. We saw at the end of the year, and it was bad, and it really bothered the coach, who called it embarrassing and everything else. But how does that look if you get rid of a guy? No, whatever you want to say, like 100 catches, 100 catches.
Get 112.
But I don't care. Oh, thank you, 112.
Yeah.
But over 100 catches.
I know.
But that's a lot of catches. You lead the NFL.
Seasons.
So, and he's still a young guy.
Yep.
I don't know if he's 25 yet. So you've set him up for this now, and he wants to get paid.
Do you pay a guy that's not your number one receiver, money, because he's the heart and soul probably of that team?
I think it looks...
Do you get paid for being heart and soul, for being that guy? Because that's the way I think you have to look at this.
Oh, part of it is, but no, it's got to be. The most important thing is...
Well, numbers he's got.
You've
400
got
catches in four seasons. Now, the touchdown total is a little low for me. But 9 last year is pretty good.
You got to have him. You got to have him back.
You paying him 4 years, $60 million?
I don't know what the money is, but unless it's just ridiculous and it comes out, and the team will have to leak it out what he wants, if it's, you know. And I think part of this is the team is counting on somebody else not overpaying to the number of 14 or 15 million a year. But I think part of you, I mean, we finally have, this is one of the best second round picks we've had. This guy's been really good.
You mean he's better than Pat White and John Beck?
Yeah.
Philip Merling?
No, there's been a bunch of second round picks going through my brain right now.
Oh, there's a three just off the top of my head.
He's still young, and he's already set records in the NFL for his first 4 years in catches. And Hollywood in the other room's going, well, yeah, what's his yards per catch? I said, Hollywood, doesn't matter. Like, catching the ball where he catches them is in a real physical area, a lot of those catches.
Career yards per catch is 10-1. Last year was 8.8.
So, I'll tell you, it's going to be, and the team's aware of it.
You don't think he's going to be a hot commodity on the free agent market?
Yeah, I do. I think there's
12 teams out there that probably talk to him.
It's got to be the right price. But, yeah, there's a lot of teams looking to improve. And, by the way, you're not even talking about a guy 28 or 29. Talking about a guy, again, I'd have to look it up. I don't know if he's 25 yet. So that's going to come into play, man, for sure. This whole thing will be a lot of time. So I don't know what Big O
Jarvis
said
is 25.
To get Jarvis all fired up. I hope we can get him on and and talk about everything with him and everything he's thinking. I do know one thing. He wants to be here, which is no surprise, but he's also going to go wherever on the money. He's got one big payday. This is it.
Yeah. Got to get paid that second contract.
This is your chance to get a 4 or 5 year contract for a lot of money. A lot of guys never get in this situation. The Dolphins created it by throwing him so many footballs and him catching so many footballs. His value's only gone up. He's made a lot of big catches to keep drives going. I know the team was only 6-10. I know he only averaged 8.5. I get both sides of this. And you also, if you're Mike Tannenbaum, because that's who it's going to come down to, Mike Tannenbaum has to look and say, how much can we go on a team that needs a lot of different things?
Wide receiver's not a position in need right now.
But though, we just overpaid for two guys that weren't ours that we drafted. A pass rusher and an outside linebacker. So
570 targets in 4 years, 400 catches.
Yeah.
No, 22 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, 4,030 a year.
He has had, I think he was second or third in targets last year alone. He's had a lot of football thrown to him. No question. Hell, I'd want to be here too. But you want to
get numbers.
Want to get paid. So anyway.
Can we go back real quick just to the subject we were talking about before, Jarvis, the Tonya Harding stuff? Can we just hear the Tonya Harding with Piers Morgan one more time?
Yeah, that was good.
Because that was some great audio.
You couldn't compete. Well,
I respect you for trying to ask these questions. However, yeah. I am really here just to talk about the future and
what it means. To promote the movie.
My movie now, to me, is going to help so many people to realize that it is okay to ask for help. It took me so long to be able to ask for somebody to help me.
Tonya, let me just interrupt a moment. Do you think
that's why I'm here speaking to you today?
Well, I know that maybe it suits you to play the victim, but I think the victim in all this wasn't you. It was Nancy Kerrigan, who had her Olympic dream shattered, quite literally, in her legs.
I believe that we all... Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show, but I think
She blacked out.
She goes,
you're going to end the interview because I think that Nancy Kerrigan was the victim here, not you.
Yes.
You weren't letting me finish.
Yes.
I think that many people are the victims of abuse every single day.
Wow. She couldn't come clean after all these years.
I mean, come on.
Like Nancy got a raw deal.
They made a movie about her hiring some dude.
My husband's bodyguard, whether she knew or not, will we ever know? I don't know if we'll ever know, but your competition got whacked with
a crowbar.
Right across the knee.
Yeah.
And then we got the why?
It's changing everything for you right now.
And now I'm so used to saying why me.
You have that regular audio again? Let me.
I think it was a crowbar, by the way. We're trying to confirm. I don't know where the guy's got crowbar from.
I mean, I read the first thing that came in text. The guy could have said hammer and nails or a baby arm, and I would have read it.
I don't know who uses a crowbar.
It might have been a crowbar. Why
not? It's a planned attack, like a crowbar.
Wait a minute. Listen.
Wouldn't you keep that in your car?
This was a planned attack
from Home Alone?
A whole bunch of crazy people.
Yeah. This was two families full of dysfunctional people.
I gotta see.
Tonya'd be a scary one to go out with if she got pissed at you. I don't know. I know she's got a little victim in there.
It was a baton, not a crowbar.
A baton?
Yeah, it wasn't the burglars from Home Alone.
Wait, like a baton like they use in, like, what do you mean? Like in a relay race? Did they steal it from the other Olympics?
It's like a pole.
A pole?
Not the pole that the other guy, the Big O, was telling us about.
Hey. Not the baby's arm?
How about Big O? That was the weirdest thing Big O's ever.
He ran in here like he had breaking news.
Here to
like
tell
Jay
me
Ajayi
like,
just got traded.
I
and
saw
he was
their
breaking
sex
the news.
Tape. You should have seen this guy.
See where he's pointing?
He's part horse. I went, jeez. Horse.
He didn't say that. You know what got totally past you? Zach just ripped him as well.
Who?
That Jay Ajayi thing you said, that was a shot at the Big O. Because he claimed he broke that story.
I didn't know that.
Why you said that.
I'm not. Hey, let's move on. Hey, Danny, we got Sekou Smith coming on.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Mm. Yeah, Sekou. is going to join us. Writer for NBA.com. We'll get into some NBA. Got a lot of NBA stuff. You guys.
Hammer.
Isn't that a weird that he came in and starts saying
ran
the
in here.
Thing?
Ran in here. I kicked the door down.
Usually gets into like something within the sport or something, but come in and hit us with that. That was
pointing down like towards his knee.
I'm sorry, Big O. I didn't see that sex tape. But I tell you.
Wow. Radio.com. Radio.com. All right, let's talk some NBA with NBA.com's writer Sekou Smith. See his upcoming feature on former NBA player and coach Avery Johnson on NBA TV's Beyond the Paint Wednesday at 11 p.m. and tune in on NBA TV Monday, January 22nd for the inaugural Fast Break Monday Game of the Week telecast featuring our Miami Heat at the Rockets at 8 p.m. Sekou Smith joins us right now.
Sekou, good morning. Great to have you again. How you doing?
Good morning, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, and of course, we always like when our team's playing well and doing it without a real star, but sitting there in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference, six straight wins. I was just curious about your take on what you've seen from the Miami Heat here recently.
Well, from a selfish standpoint, I'm ecstatic. I'm trying to get back to South Florida for the playoffs. This is a great step in that direction. And you know what? I think we owe Eric Spoelstra, an apology. A lot of people have kind of overlooked him and not really paid attention to the fact that he's an elder statesman coach in this league, right behind Greg Popovich in terms of tenure. And he's grinded away without fanfare, without hoopla, and really taken this team to that next level here recently by just doing what he's always done, which is instill a certain value and work ethic in his team and tried to push him to play that way. I thought last year they played the second half of the season in a similar fashion, so a lot of us expected them to come out of the gates, firing on all cylinders this season. It didn't happen, but I'm impressed. I really am. I'm truly impressed with what they've done.
Sekou, so much has been made, whether I'm watching NBA TV or ESPN's NBA shows, about, they need a star. Everybody needs a star player, a closer, a finisher. Oh, you need to have – and this team's kind of doing it. I mean, Sekou, if we were to go through a list and you were to do a show or on NBA.com rank the top 20 or 25 players, I'm guessing the Miami Heat's not going to have anybody in that group. Can you win? Can you go deep in the playoffs without star players?
Look, I don't know if you can go deep in the playoffs, but I think you can certainly manufacture a playoff season and make some noise with the kind of roster the Heat have right now. I would agree that history tells us you have to have a certain level of superstar on your roster to talk about winning championships, and that's fine. Everybody outside of about five teams is searching for that kind of superstar, and the Heat are no different, but you have to win with what you have right now. And to me, maximizing the potential of the players you have on your roster as of this moment is what's most important. I look at Miami's roster, and to me it reminds me a little bit of what Boston has minus a player like Kyrie Irving, which is a bunch of guys who for today's game, that pace and space game, and the versatility you want in a roster, they have a little bit of everything. They might not have a dominant, single player like I think we all feel Hassan Whiteside has the potential to be. But they've got everything else. If they were to get their hands on that anchor superstar, then we're talking.
Sekou, we hear a lot about Hassan not being kind of that Heat culture guy. A lot of the other guys like James Johnson bought into it very quickly, but Hassan got the big deal, 4 years, $98 million, and he really wasn't a Heat culture guy. Do you buy into that at all?
I understand where that criticism or that point comes from. And not everybody is going to fit the culture that you've crafted down there, but there's so much talent to work with Whiteside. He and Andre Drummond, to me, are the two guys that you look at and say, man, there's just so much ceiling for both of these bigs to tap into. And Whiteside, if he can find a way to stay healthy and continue to work on his game, he becomes an X factor for that Heat team. He becomes a guy who, in a playoff series, when the matchups tighten up and you know, and everything is magnified, you better have a big man that's going to be able to deal with him four times in you know, basically a week and a half, 2 weeks. Because if you don't, you know, that's a recipe for advancing in the postseason. If you're the Miami Heat, is, you know, dialing in and playing through Hassan Whiteside in ways maybe you haven't throughout the course of a regular season, but that benefits you most in a postseason scenario.
Sekou, I got to ask you this next question, so get ready. We know ESPN's been criticized for it, talking about LaVar Ball, the whole LaVar story from Lithuania with his sons out of college and pulls one out of high school and his son, and now criticizing the head coach for the Lakers. Is this a big story for you? How are you treating the LaVar Ball thing?
You know, it's weird. I've not typed his name. I haven't spoken about him a whole lot at all on the air. You know, we're lucky. We're focused on the games and what goes on the court at NBA right. TV and NBA.com. We don't have to chase, you know, the raging fire every day that is LaVar Ball and his comments. Do I agree with all of the things he's done? Absolutely not. Do I feel the need to sit around and pontificate about the way someone else is raising their sons? Absolutely not. I got two of my own. I don't want anybody telling me what to do with my kids. So I can imagine what he's, you know, what he's thinking when everybody has an opinion about how he's raising his boys. But look, when you step into that limelight, when you cross that threshold and you become the public figure that he has, you're open for all these criticisms. You know, and Rick Carlisle had some very pointed things to say about the relationship between media and how they, you know, how we cover LaVar Ball. That's not his place either. I mean, we're not here for Rick Carlisle to tell us about journalistic ethics and what the tenets of our business need to be. So I think everybody needs to follow some advice LaVar Ball likes to give and stay in our own lanes, man. Just, you know, if you don't want to cover LaVar Ball, leave him alone. He's not breaking news for any consequential reason other than he's got a big mouth.
So, Sekou, with all that said, and I actually agree with a lot of what you just said, especially about parenting and stuff like that. We can all have our own opinions, but LaVar just needs to stick to his own thing, and that's fine whether we think it's right or wrong. What he came out and said about Luke Walton losing the team, now he's crossing over into a totally different kind of area where his other son is employed by the Los Angeles Lakers. With that whole situation, and now Magic Johnson kind of being in the middle of it also, is that going to end up good there, or what do you think is going to end up happening there?
I think it ends up being a non-issue if the Lakers can just continue, you know, to chop away at trying to become a better team. Now, you know, if Lonzo Ball was to you know, adopt his father's attitude about, you know, speaking his mind or saying what he, you know, what's on his mind, then you'd have an issue. But by all accounts, everything I can tell, and I spent some time interviewing him in training camp, the kid's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Lonzo Ball hasn't shown any signs of being like LaVar Ball in terms of personality. So I don't think the Lakers are worried about Lonzo. I'm sure they'd love to shut LaVar up like a lot of people would, but the kid's been really good. I mean, and if you look at the way they play with him on the floor as opposed to with him off, I would argue that he's probably a little bit more valuable than people have given him credit for. I mean, he really does infuse an unselfish, you know, pass-first mentality when he's out there that permeates that entire group.
Sekou, I want to ask you about right now, two best teams in basketball. Are you still with the two teams who have been going to the finals the last couple years, or can somebody make a run at it here in the second half of the season to get on a roll, or are we going to be talking Golden State and Cleveland again?
I don't know that Cleveland qualifies as one of the two best teams in basketball right now. And that's not me trying to be, you know, slick. That's just I'm watching the season and looking at the way things are playing out. Cleveland has some competition in the Eastern Conference like the Warriors do not in the West. As good as Houston's been, they don't pose the clear and present danger to the Warriors, to me, in the way that Boston and Toronto potentially do to Cleveland in the East. Cleveland's an older team. This is a group that's got a few, you know, fossils running around the locker room. They have to be careful. They assume they can flip a switch and just go into hyperdrive because you got LeBron James. This is 33-year-old LeBron James. This is not 25, 27, 29-year-old LeBron. So if you're going to put that pressure on him and ask him to crank things up for you, that means you got to have some accomplices. And you know, Dwayne Wade is not as young as he used to be. Isaiah Thomas coming off the injury. It's tricky. I think Cleveland has to be much more careful than they've been in years past. Whereas, you know, in Oakland, the Warriors are all, you know, in terms of their key guys, they're all in the physical primes of their careers. If they don't have an injury issue, yeah, to me, they're right back, you know, in that pole position in the Western Conference and really in the league to get to the finals and, you know, for a fourth straight year and see what they can do.
Sekou, before we let you go, if Boston somehow, some way, miraculously can get Gordon Hayward back, because I'm seeing pictures of him without a brace on his leg or anything, at the end of the season, could they make a run at Golden State if they could win the East?
Look, I don't know if there's any chance that he comes back. I think it's, you know, a lot of people playing around with us on social media.
A picture, yeah. That's all I'm playing off is a picture, Sekou, nothing else.
It's a hell of a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're a great threat to the Warriors with or without Hayward. I think, personally, Boston is maybe another player in some more seasoning for their young guys away, maybe another season away from being a legitimate championship contender. Could they get to the finals if things bounce their way? Sure. But I think they would be overmatched against Golden State. I think it'd be a competitive series. I think they would make things interesting. But beating a team of Golden State's caliber four times in a best of seven series, man, we've had a Cleveland team that's all-time good that wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about the Eastern Conference All-Star team versus Golden State in the finals? How about that? Is that a better matchup?
Yeah, I think if we did that, if we maybe did the best of the rest against the Warriors, we'd have a shot.
I like it. That's my take, Sekou. If you write a story on that, I need some credit for that. NBA.com writer Sekou Smith. See his upcoming feature on former NBA player and coach Avery Johnson on NBA TV's Beyond the Paint, Wednesday at 11 p.m. Sekou, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sekou.
We'll bug you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Sekou Smith there. Good takes there. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on the Joe Rose Show. That's coming up next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And we are back here for the last few minutes before the Big O Show takes over. I want to thank Sekou Smith for coming on. He is right about one thing that I might have left out. Before we go judging other people and we have kids, you know, understand.
I understood enough. What he said there.
There were a couple things. First of all, I'm glad to hear NBA.
NBA.com and NBA TV does not do. Hey, listen, he said it. We don't go chasing like the hot button. We talk about the games. We talk about what's happening in front of us, not what's kind of running in Lithuania.
The ESPN thing is a little Kardashian TMZ. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
they want some of that.
Listen, I clicked on it. I gave up.
It works. They've done some articles and stuff where some of the stuff that's owned by the teams, by the league, is more about X's and O's and not pretty hoes, right? So there's no question about that. But I will say this. I think everybody's got an opinion when we see the crazy father.
Yeah, everyone has an opinion.
We've seen it in youth football. Parents going out beating the crap out of officials. We've talked how much time through the years, and I'm going a little bit old school, Zach, on this, but I remember with Serena and Venus's father and Tiger's father.
That's right.
They were over the top. They were bad dads. They end up being not only good dads, they end up being great dads because they had kids that have gone on to be really successful and pretty good people.
Really successful. Talking about two of the greatest of their sport. You know what I mean? And then Venus is up there also.
Serena, right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Serena is probably going to go down as the greatest tennis player of all time. Yep. It may not be done. Her sister is going to go down as one of the top 10 players of greatness of all time. She's still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
And Tiger is
in the conversation.
Tiger's second greatest golfer of all time. Jack's probably going to be caught, but who knows? We're getting ready for another comeback to see where that is. But we spent.
Are you on that bandwagon?
No, not yet. I got to see it, but
come on, Joe.
I want to see. He's going into the full schedule this year after a few years and all those surgeries on his back and everything. But hey, it's going to be good for the sport. Sport needs something,
of course.
That young group of guys that everybody, nothing against them. They're all really good players.
They don't turn the dial.
They don't. Nothing jumps. They're not bringing more butts.
No.
They're not bringing more people to walk around at your golf tournament, even though we don't have one anymore.
That's true. Oh, that man, I'm going to miss that. We did have a good one down
here. We liked it. Selfishly, we liked it, and we didn't want to lose it. So I do agree. Maybe someday we'll get one back.
Do you remember we did the show there 1 year, and we had the President of the United States on our show? He wasn't the President of the United States then, obviously.
Man. I stayed around, did two of his charity events for the Army.
We talked to him about the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
That's what we brought him on to talk about besides the tournament.
Right. He was cruising around and came in on the helicopter.
Him and Ivanka were walking around. They came right by our booth.
I always think of two guys who go everywhere in the helicopter. Nick Saban, who's in town recruiting.
That's right.
And his helicopter.
Have you found out if any school is letting that helicopter land yet?
We know American Heritage Plantation said no.
Yep.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes or no?
Probably. I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, you said you're going to call him straight out. I don't want to hear any disappointment BS.
And Chaminade, I'm hearing.
There he is.
There it is.
Nick!
There's a Nick Saban helicopter right there.
Nick, you can't land here! Well, you can't land here!
They got to get approval ahead of time from schools to land a helicopter at school. Listen, man, I don't care how great a coach you are, and you are a great coach. Your ass needs to go to the airport and get a rental car like everybody.
Drive that Camry like everybody's doing it.
Or you know, for Nick, he can get any size he wants and get a driver. But whatever it is,
no special treatment.
They should not allow you. It's mostly the private schools, like the inner city schools. They can't land it there, so they have to drive over. But for the schools like American Heritage and St. Thomas, got extra grass and baseball and football fields. And
he needs extra space for the six rings.
Come on, man.
Six rings.
Like, I'd like to see our high schools have some balls down here. And remember, and apparently they forget, no matter how good the schools are, they forget that Nick needs them. They don't need Nick.
I don't think they think of it that way sometimes.
No, I don't. It's kind of sad. They don't realize that. So as Nick's driving around down here with his assistant coaches, and they're down here. And by the way, I love Brian Daboll. I'm a huge Brian Daboll fan. Love the guy.
You think he stays with Alabama?
Yeah.
His name's going to be mentioned in a whole bunch of stuff coming up. You know that,
he's
right?
going to have to do more. But he's. And by the way, that's a good job. You got to take a little bit what he took on the sideline. But
yeah, you got to get screamed at. Old boy in Boca didn't take it very long. He left.
No. And but I think anybody's got that job. Listen, man, what they've done has been fantastic. Hey, we're out of time. You ready to say goodbye to everybody?
Big O is getting ready.
The Big O show. One. He's going to be on the Landry thing today again.
Yep, who are you?
He's going to be on also that story just came in and told us a little while ago.
Baby's
about.
Arm. Hammer.
When somebody comes out, a celebrity with a sex tape, do you ever watch them?
Sex tapes? I mean, yeah, I've seen sex tapes before. It's hard not to notice the guys.
You didn't see their sex tape.
I haven't seen
Tanya's sex tape with her husband.
I don't
it's
have
a really
any
weird
interest
question to ask him, by the way.
If no, I'm staring not. At, you know
if
what?
If you watch celebrity sex tapes, it's a weird question to ask someone. Yeah.
I'm asking if you've watched them.
I mean, I've seen them before.
Big O came right in and goes, oh, yeah.
Pointing to the arm.
Oh, man.
Bro, everyone watches them. It's not something you want to admit.
I mean, I'll admit it. I've seen it. I don't care.
Okay, Mr. Private.
Who's judging me on that?
Okay, Mr. Private Life.
Pam and Tommy Lee.
Oh,
hey, Joe, do you watch
I saw
Kardashian.
By the way, I did see some of that.
Kardashian?
That was impressive. On the boat.
Baby's arm.
That was you stand halfway through and just go, okay.
Oh, he wasn't standing. Very impressive. Thought he was.
Hey,
which one's your favorite, Joe?
The Big O Show is my favorite. He's coming up next. Have a great day, everybody, Jerky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.